Hello everyone, welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm host as always, Brian Dash, and this is not a video, you probably guessed. But I want to get something straight. I woke up first off at 2, and it's currently 6:02 a.m. I have work to do, so this video will have to be brief. And I'm not even really that tired, but I should at least make an attempt to finally go back to sleep. But, I am here not to really make a confession, because I have done nothing wrong, but to put your mind at ease that I am not leaving YouTube. I'm getting that right now. Podcast and YouTube, I am not leaving. But a lot of people have been wondering if I was going through hard times, if a family member died, which one did, but that's not why I'm slowing down making YouTube. My grandpa died. I continued doing podcasts in his honor. In fact, I actually made a video dedicated to my grandpa, both on YouTube and podcast. I actually made a video of my dad and my grandpa playing guitar and harmonica together, which still is probably my most favorite video, not by other people, but by me personally. And Grandma Rose died, I want to say, 1 or 2 months ago. I didn't go to the funeral, not because I didn't want to, it's because I couldn't. I loved her, despite me not seeing her often, but I truly did love her. And it was hard for me to go to the funeral. I wanted to go, but at the same time, I couldn't. I was also being harassed I was being harassed at a certain place at the time and didn't feel comfortable leaving my house during that time frame. Continuing. Someone also asked, did you go to jail? No. I don't know why you would think that I went to jail. I have done nothing wrong, nothing to that extent, and nothing wrong in general due to podcast or in my personal life. I've done nothing of that sort. So I don't know why you would think I went to jail. I did nothing wrong. So, yeah, that was very hurtful. So, no, jail isn't the reason why I've been posting. Here's one that actually came from one of my buddies. Hey, Brian, he says my real name, but I'm going to Brian. He said Blake, everyone. I'm not afraid to tell you my real name. But I prefer when people call me Brian, because that's the name of one of my characters, probably my favorite character, that I actually based after myself. Anyway, continuing. Dear Brian, says my real name, everyone. I noticed you haven't been posting many videos, and this happened shortly after your beagle passed away. Is this the reason why you're not posting any more videos quite recently? No, actually, fun fact is, I was still doing videos daily, even after my beagle's passing. Granted, I stopped doing a lot of Dashy videos, because Dashy was based after my beagle. Even though Dashy was a female human girl from an alternate universe in a lot of my videos, and somehow made it to this world, or the world of madness where Brian is, which is just technically Earth, and found herself here with him. And her being a gift in his life. And the reason why I made her more a gift than a hindrance. One, because, yeah, kids, no matter if you want them or not, are a gift in the world. They are the future. And they're your responsibility to brighten the future, to broaden your horizon, and love them more, and give them all they need, which is love joy and take time to play with them from time to time. And broaden the horizon to make the world a better place, number one. It's up to us adults and parents to do so. Not to mention, they are a gift to people. And Penny was actually a present for my first Christmas at the new house at the time where me and my parents moved into. I was, I want to say eight. I think I was eight. I can't remember. I think I was 8 years old when I received her. She died, I think, in 2021 at age 17, I want to say. No, sorry, 13. She's 13 years old. I should probably have been dead by now, actually, because after, I think, I want to say a year or two, I moved out and I've been living here for a year. My cat is currently laying down with me. I got a cat. Because I cannot live alone. I'm actually probably going to get a roommate soon, which will hopefully make my podcast and my podcast, my YouTube, be a little bit more interesting. I'm not sure if it will or will not, but we'll see what happens. The thing is, the reason why I haven't been posting many videos is not just because of my job as I've been portraying for a long time. It's not because I stopped caring about you guys either. I've never stopped caring about you and been trying desperately, trying to find ideas and windows for me to make videos. So far, it's not avail. And I want to make more videos, but by the time I get home, I'm just so tired from work, considering that I'm pushing a cart and stalking and facing stuff all day long, that by the end of it, I'm just exhausted, and it takes me a lot of the time. When I get home, I don't eat because I'm just that exhausted that I physically cannot eat. I'm just so tired that I go to bed just to warm up, maybe get some food, maybe play some video games for like 30 minutes and then go to bed. But by the time I get home, I just conk out, and I'm trying my hardest. I'm going to try to condition my body where when I get home, I can at least make a short beloved video that has good content, but I cannot promise that I can do that. And I'm trying to get back to daily uploads. It's just very difficult at the moment, but I never stopped caring about you. I've always cared about my fans. In fact, people who watch me daily, subscribed or not, are no longer fans. If you're subscribed, you're not a fan, you're a family. You are officially a citizen of the world of madness, of Moonlight Madness. And I understand this, and I do really care about all of you. And that's why I'm not quitting. Because I care. But I care. It's because I care. That's why I'm not posting videos. That's why I care. Now, hear me out. The reason why I'm not posting videos, and the reason why I say this is me caring, is because I have writer's block, to be honest. That's why I post older videos, and that's why I made the Five Nights at Freddy's version of the Bite of 87. I have writer's block. I have a few ideas that are starting to come to me, but I have a little writer's block. Again, I'm going to be posting more videos later. I might do some remakes of videos and make them better. But writer's block does hinder me from time to time. And the reason why I say I'm not posting videos because I care about you is because with writer's block comes a kind of a slump. You know, I get too desperate to make a video, so I just put one out there. And when I just put one out there without me thinking it through, well, you heard Dashie's Christmas. You know how bad that was. And you know if it's Dashie anything, I say I hated it, you know that it was bad. Like, really bad. The only reason I kept that video up was because Tony's Christmas, I believe is what I called it, was a beautiful story, although with multiple mistakes in it. But still, it was still a decent enough story where it didn't wash away the horrifying tale of Dash's Christmas on the account of how bad it was, but it was because it was the best I could do under the time, and I'm trying so hard to come up with another way for me just to do a video for you guys, and I'm going to try again and again to make daily uploads. I cannot promise you I will, but I will try for you all. But I want you guys to have... People have said in the past that no matter what store I do, my content has been 10 out of 10. In fact, a lot of people said 10 out of 10 or 9 out of 10. There's never been a drop in my content. Guy from Whoopalo said that multiple in a video that he took down recently. Well, not recently, about a year or two ago, that I have never had a drop in my content when he used to review every single one of my videos. And I appreciate him for that. He says that my videos are amazing and he loves a lot of my videos. And even when me and him had a fallout in the past, he even said that even though I was mad at you and I more or less hated you, he told me, he said, I could not stop myself from listening to your videos. And he said, and when you called and apologized multiple times for what, I do not know why I apologized. I mean, maybe I do, but that was years and years ago, so. Anyway. Long story short, to make it clear, is me and him had a fallout, and I tried to make things right multiple times with him. And when I was on break, when I started my new job, I said, hey, bud, I know you and me haven't talked in a while. Can we just talk for a minute? Just talk. I just want to talk. Just for a minute. And he accepted that and called, and me and him made up, and he actually came over and hung out at my place, last summer. I'm hoping this spring and this summer he can do that again, because I do value his friendship, and I really want to, for me and him to, if not become roommates, where I have three roommates, at least to move closer to me, so me and him can still visit each other and still have a friendship that grows. I'm going to get a roommate here soon, hopefully. With one, the person I work with now, I'm not going to say his name, but, yeah, we're going to try to have game nights, anime nights, movie nights, and stuff like that. So, even though I may not possibly be able to do daily uploads, I said I'll try, but if I cannot, then I will try at least to do at least weekly uploads. Again, guys, I'm not making videos because I don't want to have a drop in my content. I don't want you guys to be like, oh, Brian came up with a new video just to disappoint you. I don't want that. Mama Rocks videos are in the working right now. I'm going to try to bring back Mama Luna. Don't freak out. Don't click off this video. Don't burn your phone. Hear me out here. I'm not going to add cursing my videos. I'm not. I made that promise when I started this. But I will add, like, name-calling, like, moron, jerk, jerkweed, and stuff like that. As close as I can get to it being like that. But not where it's swearing, because I know I've seen Hell of a Boss before. I know what her language skills are like. But I don't want to make my videos for adults. I mean, adults can watch my videos, because it's for all ages, it's family-friendly. I just don't want... But I'm still... Even though I'm... My titles and my content is all fiction, and it's labeled just fiction, I'm still used to be a child fiction artist, and still do fictional videos for kids, mostly. To let them have their own, like, little peaceful sanctuary where parents don't have to worry about this, where I am a place where kids can go. This podcast is a place where kids can go unsupervised, and parents will be like, are you afraid of what your kids are listening to? And the parents will be like, no, they're listening to Brian Dash from Midnight Madness. He is a safe place. I want kids to find my podcast, have fun, and enjoy them, in a safe environment, which is why my podcast and my YouTube doesn't have swears. I mean, I said what the H.E. Devil Hockey Sticks one time. That was because it was in the script of the first book I wrote. I think I'm going to turn that down. I'm not sure if I did or didn't. Either way, though, that's why I never added any other form of swear in my video. And plus, that wasn't even really a bad swear. That was more mild. In fact, I don't even know if that's even considered a swear anymore. However, like I said, I believe I turned that down. If I didn't, I'm sorry. But if I'm making... I'm better now. I don't swear. So, yeah. Continuing, though, down this line. My podcast is meant for kids. My YouTube channel is meant for young adults, teenagers, stuff like that. Excuse me, I'm about to sneeze. Nope, no, I'm not. Okay. But yeah. I don't want to drop my content just so I can make another video. I want my content to be good. And I figure if I can't come with good content, it's better that I just don't post a video on that day until I get something that's worth posting. And I intend on posting a video that you all will love soon. Like I said, I have tons of videos, even some Tony stories, which I had writer's block on for probably about 2 years now. And maybe some Echo stories from Echo's point of view, which a lot of people love. They loved Tony's stories, and when I posted Echo's point of view, I got, like, I think 20 views in, like, the first hour. And that was awesome. People said they liked the Tony stories more because he was an original character. And so is Echo. She's an original character, too, but people just seem to like Tony more. I plan to do Tony and Echo videos in the future, and maybe some more William Wolf stories about their offspring for a kind of a new generational viewpoint. And I plan on making possibly a Five Nights at Freddy's new generation. Unless I'm going to, but it's a possibility. Or maybe I'll go back to Childhood Nightmares, which is now known as Foxy and Her Friends. In fact, Childhood Nightmares is actually a trilogy of the Foxina stories, which originally what was Foxina was only supposed to be was Bite of A7, Fright Night, and Delilah and Dusty, which I have posted all those, and that's Childhood Nightmares. That was all it was originally supposed to be before the entire story took light and became known as the story we all know and love today, as Foxina and Friends. Dashie will be making returns. I am found strong on that. There is no way I'm going to ever write Dashie out of my story. The day Dashie never returns is the time when Brian leaves the internet. Pardon my way of putting it. But, I intend on making more videos soon. And like I said, I plan on keeping my YouTube and podcast going as long as I can. But if ever the time comes where I want to leave YouTube or leave podcast, by that time, I hope to have a son or a daughter who loves this creation as much as I do. And if I do ever leave, I will give them the microphone, give them the podcast, and say, make good videos and never post anything if you wouldn't want to listen to it yourself. I want to make this continue even if I am no longer a part of the picture. But I intend to do this until at least the day, until I die, or until I find someone who I trust can make good and clean videos for you all to enjoy, and for your kids and your kids' kids and your children's kids to enjoy. Silver X Prime actually named their son after me. Thank you guys again. And by that I mean they named him after my pen name. You already probably know my pen name, but I'm not gonna say it, even though you all probably already know it. But they didn't send it to me, and I'm actually very grateful for that. Thank you, Civex Prime. I hope you and your spouse are happy. I hope you're all in good health. And I just want you guys to know that you guys have been with me for the longest time through thick and thin. You guys have been by my side and supporting me with words and kind messages. I'm very grateful to have you guys watch my podcast and have you part of the family of madness. You guys are absolutely amazing. Guy from Wolf Brothers, I know we had a fallout in the past, but the fact that you've been watching my YouTube, it's on my YouTube, well, maybe my YouTube, but also been watching and listening to my podcast from my first episode to currently episodes now, you are awesome. You're amazing. You are my favorite neighbor. I absolutely adore you, man, in a bro way. Bro way. You're awesome, and man, I'm just so lucky and so happy I got to meet you. I have a few fans that actually contacted me. You guys are absolutely amazing. That phone call that you guys dialed the wrong number and got my number somehow. I'm so grateful I got to meet you guys. You guys are awesome. Marshmallow Bear or Wolfie, who actually watches my videos. The time that we got to talk and have fun together was awesome. I'm glad that we still get to, you know, role play and do our finance phrase role play. You are awesome. I love you. Not a lovey-dovey way, but I love you as like a brother or sister, because I've known you for quite a long time. I don't know if any of my old co-workers from Chuck E. Cheese listen to me, but I heard Christopher, one of our employees, passed away. My condolences to his family and to the co-workers that work there. I'm very sorry. If you know where he's buried, let me know. I want to lay flowers at his grave. For all my family that listen to me, if any of my family does, I'm grateful for you, and thank you for being there for me, especially my wonderful, amazing parents and my amazing grandparents. If any of my current coworkers at a certain grocery, convenient, hardware store, if they listen to me, you guys are amazing, and I don't deserve great coworkers like you. And if anyone from Price Cutter, where I used to work, like my old manager, who wasn't the best, but I can kind of understand where she's coming from. She did have some things going on, and I understand that. But if any of my old coworkers from Price Crystal listens to me, I miss you guys. And Wanda, one of the older coworkers that used to work there, she was my all-time favorite. If she watches my podcast, I love you. In a grandson, grandmother kind of sense. I also want to give some shout-outs to YouTubers who are still here and are not still here. Shout-out to Matt Pat in Game Theory, Film Theory, Food Theory, and Style Food Theory. We miss you, and I hope we come back. Big shout-out to Stampy Long Nose or Stampy Longhead. Buddy, I wish you'd come back. I haven't watched in a long time, but I watch your old videos, and we all miss you. I don't know if Dan still posts or not. Nonetheless, shout out to Dan TDM. We love you, Dan. And I want to give a special shout out, not to a YouTuber, but also to a certain country. Two countries, actually. Countries that are at war right now, that I, for one, support. 100%. I'm going to say it by saying long live. Long live Israel! Long live Ukraine! Long live Japan, and long live Canada, the United Kingdoms, Australia, because Australia is my jam. I love Australians. And I love people from Canada. And also, where I live, long live America. I do want to say this. I have told a few people this, but I'll tell you this. I'm planning on eventually getting my GED or getting some military training eventually to become a member of law enforcement, a cop. I want to become a police officer. I mean, at least a higher grade security guard. It's either a higher up security guard that isn't a pizzeria employee security. It's either a security guard that's more or less a part of law enforcement, like a security officer, or an actual police officer in itself is what I'm hoping to become in the future. Until that comes, thank you for watching, and I'll see you all next time in the next video. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. Live long. Live happy. And never lose sight, because I will never leave, nor will I forsaken you, as long as you give me the time of night or day or midday or whatever to listen to my voice as I tell you all stories that you'll enjoy, and also tell you how much I appreciate all of you. I know this is more of a heart-filled one and emotional, but again, I want to say this from the bottom of my heart, that having you guys watch me all these years has been so special to me, and I can't possibly ever thank you for it all. If there's ever a problem and you want my point of view on something, don't hesitate to put it on like a Q&A, and I guarantee you that I will look on my most previous videos and I will find it, and I will make a video or some way of doing something to make sure that I can help you out in that fashion. And if you just don't put my name on here, just leave my advice. I'm going to use this as an example. No one posts this yet, but I'm going to use this as an example. Dear Brian, don't tell anyone I asked you this, and don't put my name on it, but how do you make your videos? And I would say, okay, mystery man or mystery woman. Again, they would tell me their name who posted it, but I would not say their name, and I would not put it where everyone can read it either, so to protect privacy. I would say, how I come up with videos is yada, yada, yada. And I'd help them through it. So if you ever have a problem, even though I might say, tell me what you think of the video, if you have a problem, then go ahead and tell the problem. And I'll help, and I'll tell you my ways of thinking about getting through it. I promise. I want to help you just like you all helped me. Thank you for watching this video. If you like this video, please punch another one in the face like your boss. Look into the shadows, because this world is a strange one. And of course, keep your eyes peeled out there, because the madness never ends. And if you guys have dreams, then reach for the stars, because everyone, the sky is the limit. Thank you for watching, and good night.